This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It can be tough getting back to work on a Monday after a nice weekend off. It can be even tougher getting up for work on a Monday if you don't get weekends off. That's kind of been the situation on Wall Street for a long, long time now, Saturdays and Sundays in the office. And that's why it was news Friday when Bank of America recommended its most junior people try really hard to take one day off every weekend, 4 days a month to be precise. Nancy Kane is a historian at the Harvard Business School. Nancy, it's good to talk to you again.
Always a pleasure, Kai.
You know, it feels like this story ought to have a slug that says not from the Onion, that Wall Street wants people to take, you know, at least 4 Sundays a month off. I mean, come on.
You know, you got to wonder what's behind this. Like, is this about cleaning up Wall Street's image?
Yeah.
Is this about portraying a kinder, gentler banking industry and culture? Is this about attracting talent, right? Because lots and lots of young, brilliant minds that also want to get rich, that would have in other times gone to Wall Street, now have this big other magnet on the West Coast, which is, I'm going to go work for a company and sell myself to Facebook. I will have my dog in my office, and I will have a big open kitchen, and the weather is a lot better in San Francisco than it is in New York.
And also, if you're on Wall Street making $75,000 or $80,000 a year, your first year out of college, but you're working 4,000 hours a year. That's like $15 an hour. I mean, it's, you know.
Exactly. And I can't tell you the number of students that I have had in my, you know, many years at the Harvard Business School who talk about, well, I'm making all this money, but, you know, on a per hourly basis, it's not that high. And P.S., when do I have time to spend it? You know, we're talking in the office at 8, home at 1 a.m. And, you know, in many instances, not home at all because you're working and drinking a lot of Starbucks.
Is this going to work? I mean, so Bank of America is doing this. J.P. Morgan is, you know, going to hire more junior people to lessen the workload. Goldman Sachs has a junior officer task force. Is it going to change that culture, you think, or is it just, you know, going to be?
I think it's going to take a lot more to change this culture that's so deeply rooted. And that means it's going to take some real creative destruction. This is not blowing it up. But P.S., you can bet all those folks, whether they take the Sunday off or not, are going to be logged into their smartphone answering every single email that comes their way.
It'll be interesting to see in, I don't know, 5 years or whatever the appropriate time frame is, when the next list of managing directors at Goldman Sachs comes out. How many will have risen from analyst and actually, you know, not suffered for this?
Very interesting. And you think about other professions where the early years are so very difficult physically as well as, you know, intellectually or emotionally. Think about med school.
Well, right. That's what I was thinking of, yeah.
Right. So American medical schools are now looking at exactly the same issue. But again, until you blow it up and really start building something else, it's very, very hard to change this because it's been this way for a long time. Two is a lot of the people that now control it went through it. And three is there's always this question of, well, if I do this, if I actually take the guidance, will I, you know, subtly or less subtly have some kind of black mark by my name?
It's easy to believe there's somebody sitting there with a little tally book going, oh, this guy wasn't here on Sunday.
It's very easy to believe that.
Yeah.
And people do, especially in such a hierarchical kind of industry like the banking industry.
Nancy Kane at the Harvard Business School. Nancy, thanks a bunch.
Thank you, Kai.